Hey, Vern, them fat boys over at the tape place figured I'd better tell you how to make this little message tape work for you. So, put on your listening cap and pay attention, because I'm only going to say this once. So, don't go rewinding this tape. Okay, now listen. Listen up now. Put this tape in any standard cassette player. Listen to my messages with both ears and pick out the message that you think best works with your personal lifestyle and hygiene. Know what I mean? Before each message, there will be a beep. Beep. This means you've got 3 seconds, count them, three, before I start talking stupid. Now that you've picked your message, here's the tough one. Find a quiet place like an airport runway or a train station and record from your player's speaker into that little microphone on your answering machine. See it right there? Okay. Now, in my vast and worldly experience with simulated voice duplication recording devices, I've found that the best results occur when you hold a cassette deck about 3 to 4 inches from the answering machine at medium volume to recordo. Comprendo? Now, I'm ready to start talking stupid to whoever is stupid enough to call you. And that's it, Vern. In fact, you got to be pretty stupid to mess this thing up. Know what I mean? And I told them fat boys that, but no. Well, have fun, Vern. Know what I mean?